All right, we're going to go and begin the book of Galatians. That's where we're going to go, okay? Galatians. It's on the flip chart up there, and you got a sheet, right? All right? We know the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul wrote 13 books of the Bible, then 13 of the 21, maybe 14. We don't know. Some people say he wrote the book of Hebrew, didn't he? But we're going to say 13 to be on the safe side. Around 55, 60, the book was written. And the purpose was to defend the doctrine of justification. Justification of Romans chapter 1. All right? If you go there with me right quick. Romans chapter 1. Verse number 16 and 17, where he talks about, if I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, and by the word gospel, you know, I like to tell you the right, 2 Thessalonians 2:14, we're called by the gospel, amen? Amen? So when people come to you and say they got a calling, well, if they're not in line with the gospel, they're telling a lie. Amen? Because the gospel is the element that takes us to justification, that we may have faith, grace, liberty based on the cross. Y'all see that? That may give us faith, grace, and liberty. Faith is the word through the gospel that gives us unmerited favor, the freedom that we have in John 8:31. If you continue my word, indeed you should be my disciples, you should know the truth, and the truth shall give, make us free liberty because of the cross of Jesus. You with me? That comes about the gospel. So you can't come in contact. Think about this, brethren. You can't come in contact with Jesus unless you go to the cross. And you can't have the cross is not justified by truth. With just the gospel. See, you can't say that you got truth and not know what the gospel is, because the gospel justifies us. That's what we're talking about, brethren. See, we're talking about that you should take some time every day to draw nigh to him, to submit to him, so you can resist the devil, amen, so you can humble yourself to be lifted up through the cross of Jesus, through the gospel, through understanding of Ephesians 5:17. Did y'all see that? Now think about this, brethren. If every member saw the urgency of the matter, and we all build one another up together through our study, amen, do you see how much faith that we have in order to have works, amen, by grace, through the freedom we have in grace and truth, because of what Jesus did for us. So it's impossible for people to say, even people in the church, that the gospel, the Bible, the 66 books, especially the 21, can do something to you when you don't see the importance of doing God's will. It's impossible. For example, every Christian should be here this morning. You know why? Because see, it's three phases. Why do we come? We come to edify one another. When we sing, to edify one another, make melody in our hearts to the Lord. Amen. That we may have joy. See, we come together to build up one another. Amen? Amen? Doesn't it make you feel good when you see your brother? So I understand now when John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I really know what he's talking about. But that's not a day. Not a day. See, it's like one of my relatives said when my aunt died. They said, well, Al, well, maybe you should have got somebody. No. I saw my aunt before she died. I went back and visited with her. But Wednesday night is my time to edify, build, and grow. See, if I miss a Wednesday, I never get it back. See, you'll never get that day back. You'll never get this Sunday school class back. See, I don't care how much you listen to tape. You may say, I can get a tape from John. But you can't edify. You can't be, I mean, because everybody's not with you. Why do you think Paul said, the Hebrew writer said, not Paul, that when the whole church come together in one place. See, to be able to, that's right, Paul in 1 Corinthians, to worship God. See, because of the urgency. Do y'all realize? See, the blessings we get from one another, why do we get those blessings? Because of the gospel. See, that we may have faith. Because we don't deserve it. It's unmerited favor. That's grace, amen. None of us deserve to be here this morning. Based on what we have done and who we are. Amen. That give us freedom. And this is the good part. That we are made free by the cross. Y'all with me? Man, y'all need to be writing those words down, man. Because, see, you see it there. Because, see, I put it there for a reason. And the reason why I put it there, because the Judaizing Christians wanted to go back. They want to go back to the law. Then why you going to see he called them foolish? There's not another gospel. You with me? Because they want to go back. Who in the world want to leave the Church of Christ for another church? Who in the world want to be like Faith Chapel? Why in the world would Wayne Kilpatrick make a statement, well, how are we going to compete with the Dawsons? How are we going to compete with this church? It ain't no competition. We're already the best. We already are ambassadors. We already are royal priests. Do you know who you are? It makes no difference how many people come. God ain't never made no justification on numbers. Amen. Matter of fact, he used the phrase on a few. Amen. So look what it says here. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And this is what we want to see, verse 17. That is the justification, to defend the doctrine of justification. For therein is the righteousness of God is revealed. See, from faith to faith, as it is written, we who are right, we who have faith, amen, we who are righteous because of the power of the gospel, amen, through unmerited favor, because of the freedom we have been made free by the gospel of the cross. That we are just. That word just means that we are righteous. We are right. See, I know we are right. See, I know I'm right. I know I'm in the right church. I don't have no doubt in my mind. Sometimes people say, God, you sure God going to condemn my mama? I don't have a heaven or hell to put nobody in. But I do know one thing. The 66 books is right. Amen. I do know that the Bible is right. I know every man gonna be judged according to his works. And I know we gonna die, Hebrews 9:27. So me knowing that, and knowing I got the 66 books of the Bible, and what the Bible is saying by us being justified by righteousness through the power of the gospel by faith, amen, by what Jesus done for us by dying on the cross, then what am I gonna say? What am I going to say? See, so he to defend the gospel, defend the justification by faith, warned against reversion of Judaism. See, turning back to Judaism because that's what they wanted to do. And vindicate Paul's own apostolic authority because we're going to see he was the only one born out of due season to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. Because all of the rest of the apostles met the qualifications to be an apostle. And according to Acts chapter 1, that is, witness the resurrection of Jesus. And with that, when he was baptized by John. That is the qualification to be. But he was the only one born out of due season for that purpose. See? So key words, faith, grace, liberty, and the cross. It's a word that we're going to be dealing with as we study. That's what we're going to see as we go through the book of Galatians. It's written to the churches in Galatia, a district in Asia Minor. Amen. And what I want to do now is just take some time and go to 1:6, and then we're just going to look at the key verses. But what I want you to do by 1:6, write 1:11. By 1:11 through 16, I want you to write 3:1. because these are the key verses that we're going to see as we go through the book of Galatians, okay? And this is what we're going to see as we go through the book of Galatians. So let's go to Galatians chapter 1, and we're going to see what we're talking about here in Galatians chapter 1, okay? Y'all with me? Okay, so let's go to Galatians chapter 1. I hope everybody got a sheet there. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6. And by Galatians 1, 6, that's right, 1 and 11. Because we're going to tie all of them together as we study the book of Galatians, chapters that are there. Now, this is your handout, and you'll be getting them from time to time. If you want to put them in your book toward the back, you can. So when we get to the book of Galatians in our study, you have this too, as with the added material. Y'all with me? Because eventually we're going to get to the book of Galatians. Okay? All right? So let's look at verse number 6, and we'll look at that. Because remember now, the problem was that they wanted to revert back, okay, to Judaism. So verse 6, I'm surprised, I marvel, that you are so soon removed from him that call, better word call, right, 2 Thessalonians 2:14. See, the reason why I do that, it redundantly, because sometimes, somewhere, that word call is going to click. See, when you say word call, you're all going to say, we're called by what? The gospel. See, because we live in a world today that so many different doctrines and denominations and isms, even in the church and out of the church, amen, that we got to have the understanding to know in order to be transformed, amen. And the only way you're going to do it, through Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in us, which is in Christ Jesus, Romans 12:2, be not conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So when I say the word call, you automatically say, that's 2 Thessalonians 2:14. Why? Because we're called by the what? The gospel. And for one calling, amen. Not multiplicity. Amen. So soon removed from him, by the word him, right? Jesus. See Jesus there. Jesus. No other way but through Jesus. Amen. They call you into the grace of Christ unto, and I want you to underline that word, another gospel, which is not another. See, I continue that? See, I didn't slow that down and stop. I continue to read that because unto another gospel, which is not another. Why would he say that? Because what they want to do is revert back to Judaism. He was defending truth. He was defending the gospel. See? But there'll be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. They will pervert, right? Acts 20 and 28. Right, 2 Timothy 4:1. See, Paul talked about when I depart, grievous words were in here, not sparing the flock, speaking perverse doctrines. See, that's a gospel that has been changed. See, that's gospel that don't fit the book. See, any time, brethren, when you look at the gospel through faith, through grace, through liberty based on the cross, anytime you can't find what you do in the Bible, you need to back away from it. Because if you don't, I'm telling you, brethren, 2 John 9, you will partake of that evil deed. And I know people sometimes think, well, he's so funny, he's so particular. Do you think that what I went through in the church, see, what I went through in the church, the road that I've traveled in the church, to get where I'm at now, to know, to understand what I know now, you think I want to go back to participate in what I knew, didn't know one time that was wrong, that I know now is wrong? So when y'all sit here and say, well, John, give me a paper and say, well, that's a gospel meeting, some of you don't even see. I had a brother tell me that one time. He said, brother, you don't have that right. He said, you should read it to the congregation. I said, yes, I do have that right. I'm not going to subject my brother to something wrong when I know it's wrong. Because some of y'all are not able to discern. Some of y'all have not reached that spiritual level to make a decision. He wasn't. Because if he was, he never would have said what he said. Amen? See, so I'm not going to subject you. See, same thing. I'm not going to give you something to hurt you. So I'm not going to give you something spoiled when I know I don't want it. I'm not going to go home and clean my refrigerator out and say, I know you're hungry, eat this. If I ain't going to eat it, I'm not going to want you to eat it. Does that make sense? So what's the difference between spirituality? We already have enough we face. It's enough we have to go through already. Because we're in this world, folks. Am I right? We're a sucker to the world. People, think about this here. People you work with are in the world. They're not even on the same level you on spiritually. They don't think you got family members that you associate with every day. You got children, maybe, that's not on the same wavelength that you are. So we face all this adversity, worldly, fleshly adversity every day. And then you think I'm going to come to church and subject you to the same adversity? I'm not going to do it. So I'm particular about where I go. You see? And when I look at things and when I know what the Bible says. See? And when I see you choose to do some other way, and you sit there and tell me, well, Brother Lyles, they do it, but I don't like it, I don't agree with it, but it ain't nothing I'm going to do, but you still there in it, something wrong with you. Now, y'all correct me wrong. Because the Bible says, come ye from among them. Be ye separate, said the Lord. Because, see, it hinges on the gospel, am I right? Faith by faith, to be justified, to be made right, amen, by what? Faith, the gospel, amen, because of the cross. See, this is what led to this, perverting the gospel. See, so you can keep on talking about me, I don't care. It don't make no difference, because see, I ain't got but one soul, amen. And when I lose that, somebody say, well, is he going to change? Yeah, when I die. From a fleshly body to a spiritual. I'm going to change. But not while I'm breathing. I'm just letting you know. I ain't going to change. Amen. Because it's me. Amen. And that's the point that I'm saying. So look at what he said here. He said here. Back to Galatians. All right. Back to Galatians. Devin, turn my page, but that's why I know I turn back. All right, back to Galatians. He said, but some will trouble you and pervert the gospel of Christ, but though we are angels from heaven, preach in our gospel to you, then that which you have preached unto him, let him be accursed. As we say before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you, than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Now stop right there. By in your Bible, by the word gospel in 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Go back and underline every time you see the word gospel. Just go back in your Bible and underline. Every time, how many times you see the word gospel, because I want to engrave that upon your thinking, your mental, to understand what is the will, because everything hinges on the good news of the calling, the gospel. Amen. Don't take like this book. Hope you ain't too busy to pick up this book. If you are, you got a problem. Amen. Ain't nothing that busy that you can't take down to pick up this book. Amen. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Amen. Amen. And look at verse 11 through 16. He said, but I certify you, brothering, by the word brothering, right? 21. Engraving it on our minds. Amen. That's your Bible. Get you a good Bible. You're going to need one as we go through the Old Testament and the New Testament. But after we get through with it, you're going to have something on your hand. Amen. He said, but I certify you, brothering, that the gospel which was preached for me is not after man. Hello? Hello? See, he's certified. How can he certify that? With truth. See, when you got truth, you can certify it. See, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:58, be ye steadfast. Ain't that certification? unmovable, always abounding. Am I right? Am I right? See, what we got, man, you can't move. Amen. Am I right? Now, if Paul can certify, and then you get that understanding right here, and then you get that validation, you get that certification, I don't care what happened around you. Can't nobody move you. Hello? I don't care how difficult things may be. I don't care how tough life may be. I don't care how broke you may be. I don't care what they do to you on your job. I don't care what people around you try to do you for you. Ephesians 4:30, you need to write that. We got a seal. We got a protection, a hedge of protection around us. Just like old what? What's his name? What? Job. Amen. Do y'all believe that? I believe that, don't you? See? Man, you got something here, but you ain't using it. Why do you come to church? And then you sit up here having troubles and trials and tribulations, how grand. See, you know, like my cousin told me one time, last time I saw him from Detroit, he looked at me and he said, hey, he said, man, what, did you dye your hair? I said, no. He said, I come mean. He started naming everybody's names out, cousins. He said, we all got gray hair and you don't. We all about the same age. I said, God did it. He smiled. You know why he smiled? Because he had a beard in his hand. He couldn't say it. You understand? See, once you get that certification, that validation around us, amen. Y'all with me? So why would you want to go back? Why would they want to go back to Judaism? Something that had been nailed to the cross. We're going to see that, amen? Am I right? See, you need to go back and evaluate, re-examine to see what you're missing. Amen? And plug back in. Because Paul said, I certify. I underline that. I like that. He said, I certify. He said, but I certify you. Now, I like what he said. You know what he said, Fraser? He said, brethren. Because see, it leave everybody else out. Because if you ain't a brethren, you can't be certified. Am I right? Ain't that what he said? Now, if he'd have said it that way, Carolyn, he said, but I certify y'all all. That would include everybody. Amen. Y'all see how good the Holy Spirit is? See, the Holy Spirit just connect. Amen. See, that's the reason why you need to know the 4:1:21:1. Amen. Am I right? Am I right? So that reading right now, you need to know. You need to know. Beginning. Exodus. Amen. Call it out up. To number. Amen. See, you need to know all that. See, we're going to the book of Judges, which means what? Salvation. Amen. See, you need to know all that. Amen. Woo! Why do I know that? Because I want to stay certified. Amen. See, it don't take the long the devil to knock you out of what? Whack. Amen. Am I right? See, y'all know what I'm talking about. God, them big old machines he work with every day. Let them get out certification. Call John at 3 o'clock. Hey, I know what I'm talking about. That's about punch your own coals in. And all right, Terry? They be calling. Terry, we need you to come over and reset the machine. Because them violated what? They done perverted the guidelines. Amen. Y'all going to get me started up here. Look what he said here. Y'all with me? He said, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel, that word again, which was preached of me is not after men. See, that's the reason why denominationalism is wrong. That's the reason why, brethren, we try to pattern out the denominationalism. See, that's the reason why, listen to me, brethren, when you go back and look at the word Sunday school, do you know that it was something that was added some 600 or 700 years after the church began? That's a man-made thing. Because see what the church did, every Lord Day, the whole church came together in one place, didn't they? That's all they did. That one time. Amen. They did all 5 hours of worship. Am I right? Am I right? And like the man say, well, he say, a person say, well, I don't know what's wrong with missing church. Well, what's right with it? And that was that Kevin said. He quoted Harry Carswell on that. Am I right? See, See, because of the certification that we get, not after no man, but we're looking to Jesus. We look at the 66. We look at the 21. We look at the understanding to know, amen, in order to be transformed. And that's something you do every day. Sometimes you might got to do it two or three times. See, it just depends on how busy the devil is that day. Sometimes that devil start and don't let off, amen. Am I right? See, sometimes you leave home and you say, Lord, just let thy will be done. Lord, please watch over me. And time you get where you get, the devil stick his old ugly head up. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Like somebody told me the other day, he said, we got a new spiritual leader. I said, who? Your spiritual leader. I said, hey, my spiritual leader. No. But you just always against. I said, how can that? Let me hush. Let me move on. Come on, let's continue to read. Then verse 13, for ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion. By the word Jews' religion, write down 39. Read them. You might want to write down 43. Why would I want you to write down 43? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because it was still a fact, right? Am I right? 39 plus 4, am I right? Only reason why we got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John on the grace and truth is because to believe. Right? See, it talks about Jesus' life, amen, from his birth to his death. How that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. Now he defends his, what, apostolic authority. The reason I want you to note that. And profit in my Jews' religion, amen, above many, my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous are the traditions of my father. Now, we're going to see that too, through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, that is through the law, through Exodus, all the way through the Old Testament, that he talked about in relationship to the law. See, that's what he was holding on to. See, because at that time, he didn't know no gospel. That time he didn't understand no gospel. Because that's all he knew. All he knew was traditions of my father. That is the Old Testament. See, if you're reading this book and you're studying this book, and if you don't know nothing about the Old Testament, you wouldn't know what he was talking about. See, how in the world are you going to understand Galatians when you understand what? Genesis through Malachi. Go ahead, brother, then we're going to get you. That's right. That's it. That's it. Well, see. That's the whole point. Have you heard me say this one time, two times, three times? See, you got to understand Ephesians 5:17. See, he didn't in verse number 12, 13, and 14, and 15, and 16. He didn't understand the gospel. The only thing he knew was traditions of his father. See, that's the only thing they would hold on to, because he just didn't know. Well, that's the same thing. How in the world you gonna benefit to be justified by grace and delivered of the cross when you don't understand how it came about? You just don't understand. That's the biggest problem with people today. See, ain't no way in the world you gonna know right and then follow wrong. That's the reason why in the early days of religion and Catholicism, did you not know that if they caught you with a Bible, they killed you? Because the Catholic Church didn't want to put the Bible in your hands, because they didn't want you to study for yourself. They wanted to delegate to you or dictate. So therefore, they outlawed the use of the Bible. Well, what's different today when you don't even study it? I mean, what different How different is it today? You can study the Bible, live in a country you ain't got to hide. You can read the Bible, study the Bible any way you want to. But some of y'all haven't picked up your Bible all last week. And you know who you are. Well, how are you going to have that understanding? That's the reason why I didn't go to Terry. When people preach to you, you accepted hook and sinker. Boy, he sure did preach good. He could be just as wrong as he want to be. How can wrong be good? Amen. How can a preacher, I don't care how eloquent he may be, I don't care how good he sounds, I don't care what his oratorial skills may be, how can that be good? You with me? It ain't good unless you understand to know. Go ahead, Terry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Right. Right. That's it. That's right. But let me make one point about what you said. That tradition that they held on to was backed up with authority. That's reason why you read Leviticus, right? That's reason why you hear Deuteronomy. See, Leviticus are calling out of, right, to repeat the law. Am I right? See, they had tradition, they held on to tradition, but it was based on what? Not man authority, but God had told them what to do. Amen. See, they couldn't add to nor take away neither. You understand what I'm saying? That's the reason why, see, historians would tell you, you read in Josephus' books, that back then they were Catholics. That's his robes. And they were so zealous of the law. They were just so dogmatic with the law. They literally wore like little things around their head with little covers that when they walked they read the law. Or either they said they had cuffs in the cassocks, well, but they kept the law in the cassocks. So anytime, any place, any day, 24/7, they could reach and get it. They could read it. Because of what Paul said. Now, Paul knew the law because he had studied the Pentateuch. He was a Hebrew. He was a Pharisee. You understand what I'm saying? So if you had to categorize him a degree, he probably was a PhD. Now, I don't know that, but he was well-learned. See, so he knew the law. He knew the traditions of the Father. He knew that. You understand what I'm saying? The law. See, the 39 books. He knew that. He knew what. But see, that tradition, I want to explain that. And the reason why I'm breaking the different up, because people pull traditions of the old law, but it don't have anything to do with Leviticus and Deuteronomy. So a lot that people do in man-made religion today, they say, well, we're going back to the Old Testament and you can't find it. Or it's contrary to the law, because it don't match up to the law. Then one more point. See, how can tradition of the Father be not justified according to the law, amen, when we read through the book of Leviticus, and I don't know how many times that he used the word, you got to obey me. And then we knew the consequences of disobedience. For those who what? He swallowed them up, didn't he? Am I right? He made snakes bite them. See, burn some of them up. to the point that Moses never did enter into the word. Why? Because he what? Violated the law. You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that this, the transformation of understanding, and that's the reason why, and you don't have to. That's the reason why you got your book. You understand what I'm saying? Then go back to you. So that's the reason why you got your book. But for me, in my mindset, for me to understand my mindset, I can't speak for nobody's mind but my mind. See, but when I know that from the beginning they was in bondage, amen, that he called them out to repeat the law, am I right? And I understand, and I can say that, and my mind want to do it for all 66 books. So hopefully one day, I'm going to stand up here and rattle all of them off to you. Now, you don't have to, because you got your book. Am I right? See, you got your book. Go to each book and look at it. And that's good. You understand what I'm saying? But long as you understand, don't let nobody take understanding from you. Don't take it for granted, folks. Amen. I'm telling you, don't take it for granted. See, it's like John said. I'm sorry, John. John said, I'm going out of town. We're going to Livingston. And we're going to worship down there. I said, John, you're going to miss it. He said, oh, I'll be here. I thought about it Monday, too. I said, man, I'll stop them from doing something they want to do. Amen. And then Brother Brown said, I said, I'm going to teach Genesis. He said, no. I said, you can get a tape, but you're going to miss all this. He said, don't do it. I want to see it, too. Okay? Because of the understanding. It scares me, brother, when the church is getting to the point now where we're running it like a business. We're not running in a spiritual way. See, preachers take preaching to be a job. That's why they look at it. They want benefits. It ain't what it was designed for. Now, Paul said a man worthy of his hire. I'm not saying that. But don't take it to mean that, hey, y'all understand what I mean? You got to keep the church to be the church. Can't be nothing but the church. It ain't no business. Amen. You don't run it like no business. You understand what I'm saying? It's the church. It's a place where we come to edify, build, to grow, work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And that's the whole thing. Amen. And that's why we teach the way we teach. Go ahead, Terry. Go ahead, bro. You help away, amen. Let me stop you right there. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Man, we helping one another, amen? It ain't my time, it's us together. And what you say, you're going to help me, amen? Because I want to hear you. So don't y'all never think about, don't raise your hand. Go ahead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. 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 Well, we're going to see this. But I'm just going to over it. Okay? And then but we're going to start back at 1. Okay? We're going to start back at Galatians 1:1. All right? I'm just going off some key points, okay? But we're going to start back at 1:1. And we're going to pick up all that. We're going to get in Hebrews and all over this thing. Amen. To defend this. Do the study. Amen. I'm just giving us an overview. But y'all good Bible students just want to jump all over it. And I like it. Amen. Hey, after a while, we keep on talking. We be through the book of Galatians. And I love it. Don't y'all love it, brother? All right? All right. See, we don't need to read 14, 15, 16 no more. We through with it. We gone to the next chapter phase. Amen. We didn't get past 12. Y'all don't talk 14, 15, 16 of it if you were listening. Amen. The way he's saying. And that's what I love it. But let's continue to read. God. We got 3 minutes. Time done gone. Look what it says. Verse 14. He said, and our prophet, wait a minute, 13. For you have heard of my conversation in time past in religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. And profiting the Jews' religion were many, my equals of my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the tradition of my father. But when it pleased God, watch it now, who separated me from my mother's womb, come on. How did he call him, Brother Frazier? See, don't you see two births there? Huh? Don't you see two births there? The birth of his mother womb, am I right? Then the birth of being born again from the calling of the gospel. Did y'all see both of them there? See what the Holy Spirit, you're born twice. Didn't that what he said? He said, but when it pleased God to separate from my mother's womb to bring me into the world, to be born into the world, to be born again by the calling of the word. Y'all see that? How good the Holy Spirit is. Huh? You're right. You're right. What that? By Nicodemus, John 3? Yeah. You're right. John 3 in there, don't you? You must be born again. Amen. See, people always tell me, I've been born again. They don't know what they're talking about. No clue, do they? See, to reveal his son in me. How? By the gospel, by being born again of the second birth. That I might preach Jesus among the heathens. You better not call folks heathen nowadays. At least don't you go to work and call them folks at your job heathens. You better not do that. That's an EEOC complaint. You know they'll sue you. You take the letters off the ham sandwich, so you better be careful about that. Don't you go over there and say, y'all heathens. Don't y'all do that, though we know they are. Amen. Amen. See, why? Because they hadn't what? Been born again. They had been called by the gospel. Immediately, I conferred not with flesh and blood. That's with the world. Amen. 1 John 2:15. Amen. Y'all with me? Man, time gone. Can I have 5 more minutes, y'all? Because y'all ain't going to do but go to the store anyway. Let's go 3:1 right quick. Put 3:1, 3:1 through 11. Chapter 3:1 through 11 by there. We're going to stop. Well, in 3:3, he called them foolish. Amen. Here you got truth. Here you got the gospel. Here you got the calling. Here you got the justification. Here you got the righteousness. Then you want to revert to go back to your father's tradition? To the old law? When we've been made free? John 1:17, by grace and truth? He's all foolish Galatians. Amen. Who has bewitched you? Underline that word. See, that's the reason why I say everybody, your friend ain't your friend. If your friend can't take you in a positive spiritual level, he ain't your friend. Young people, listen to me. Everybody you hang out, if they can't help you in a spiritual way, in a positive way, they ain't your friend. You being bewitched. Amen. Did y'all understand what I just said? Did y'all understand what I just said? See, because that's what the world bewitch us, befool us. Why? Because, see, we don't have the calling of the gospel. We don't have nothing up here to give us understanding to realize like the Apostle Paul. So if the Apostle Paul was called by the gospel, see, he was hanging on to his father's tradition. Am I right? See, But once he learned it, once he understood it, see, and by what Jesus did for him, because look what he said. He said Jesus did it to him. Now he's beginning to defend it. So he called him, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?" And you underline that word, bewitched. Because let me tell you something. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And I don't know about you. If you don't have a pad in your truck, a pad on your desk somewhere, you need to write the word bewitched. And when we sin against God, somebody bewitched you to cause you to do it. Either you somewhere where you had no business being, somewhere, somebody you had no business being with, because that always is a reason why we do things. But until you identify that, brethren, come on. Until you identify that, brethren, you're not going to never get rid of it. You're going to continue to be bewitched. See, that's why people call me crazy. Because, see, people don't want to hear this here. Amen? Because they're being bewitched. See, they see something else that they like better. That's why the denomination is so strong. See, why do you think that the devil has done a mess of a job to draw, to appease? Because he got people fooled. Amen? The world we live in, that's the danger of computers. That's the danger of internet. That's the danger of Facebook. That's the danger of Twitter. We got it, but it's dangerous if not used right. Amen? Now you think you got all this stuff that facing you every day of your life, and you ain't got no understanding. How you going to fight against it? Because you're going to continue to be with. And guess what, y'all? It ain't going to get no better. It's going to get worse. You know why? Because it's a law called supply and demand. People demand it, people like it, and they're going to give it to you. See? I say it all the time. See, they're coming out with a new iPhone. What's wrong with 5? They're coming out with a new iPad. They're coming out with it. What's wrong with the one you got? If that one working, why would you need a 2? Because we're being bewitched. We're getting caught up in that stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I know I'm getting off the subject, but the bewitchment here was that they wanted to go back to the law. They didn't have an understanding. Because I'm telling you, brother, if you understand and know what I know, let me tell you something. You've been here at 9 o'clock this morning. Now, y'all, you can think about it. You can say, I'm telling you, you would have been here. Amen. Because at my house, I start knocking doors at 6:30. Bam! Let's go. That boy is boiling at 6:30. Amen. I'm the head. I say I'm the head. Amen. Come on, lead. Lead. Amen. Amen. See, I know next Sunday they're going to be expecting some more boiled egg, but that's all right. I do it every Sunday. I got to be him. Amen. Because I don't want my mind to get where I'm bewitched. Because I'm being bombarded every day. You too, man. Y'all look at me mighty funny when I talk about the boiled egg. You want to be the head? Come on, brother. That morning you putting on pants, come on, leave. What God expects you to do, amen. He's going to have you accountable for it, amen. Am I right? He's going to say, well, you should have been, what, leading. You sent back. Okay, I'll wait on you. Amen. A melanin. Let me hush. I got a long way to go with y'all. Well, y'all still got quiet. But see, you got to look at that word this week. I'm going to start right there. And we'll pick back up. You got to write that word down, be it somewhere. And you got to look at that word and understand. See, Romans 15:4, what's those things that were in the foretime written for our learning? How can we apply it to our life? Who bewitching you? What bewitching you? How's it doing this? Amen. You got to modify those things. You got to put them to death. They can't be a part of your life. Because if you don't, you'll never get the complete understanding. I'm telling you, folks, because you can't do what you don't know. And then when you continue to contaminate the soil, the seed ain't going to penetrate, Luke 8:11. Amen. And the devil take an inch, but he's going to take a mile. He'll get you a little bit, till eventually he get you the whole way. Now you got a problem with what I said, semen. We'll talk about it. But that's the way I see it. See? Amen? That's what's wrong with the family. The erosion of God's order has gone. See, what God put in motion for the man, the wife, the children is gone. Amen? The family is just gone. And then we wonder, I wonder why homosexuality is getting so popular. Well, I wonder why this is happening. Well, when nothing else there to be right, well, what you going to do? God's way always right, y'all. All right, we'll pick back up next week. I really enjoyed that. All right. Let's pray.